It's hard to tell apart today and say, sister is busy learning shade, brother just loves his permanent way. It's hard to tell apart today. Oh, girls are girls and boys are boys when I was a tot.
Hey, now we don't know who's who or even what's what.
Niggers in trousers, baggy wide, nobody knows who's walking inside. Those masculine women and feminine men.
Hello, welcome to Queer Voices on KPFT. And this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle. This is kind of a special edition of the show, as the theme is gender benders. The whole show will feature the music of both drag artists and transgendered artists, and also a couple of songs by straight artists about the subject. And I'll have a special interview at the end. The song you heard as the intro is called Masculine Women, Feminine Men, and it's by the Dirty Birdies Jug Band, and it's from their album from last year. It's the newest version of the song that I know of, but it's an old song, and has been recorded at least a dozen times over the years. It was most popular in the late 1920s in England, where it apparently was somewhat of a hit, as I know of at least six versions that came out around that time. I want you to hear what I think is the oldest version. It was recorded on January 29, 1926, and in my opinion, it's also one of the best, as it also gives all the verses. It's by Frank Harris. So here is his version of Masculine Women, Feminine Men.
Just as bad, I'll say. Go anywhere, just stand and stare. You'll say they're bucks when you look at the clothes they wear. Masculine women, feminine men. Which is the rooster, which is the hen? It's hard to tell them apart today and say, sister is busy learning to shave, brother just loves his permanent wave. It's hard to tell them apart today. Hey, hey, girls were girls and boys were boys when I was a tot. Now we don't know who is who or even what's what. Knickers and trousers, baggy and wide, nobody knows who's walking inside. Those masculine women and feminine men. Stop, look, listen, and you'll agree with me. Things are not what they used to be. You'll see. You say hello to Uncle Joe. Then look again, and you'll find it's your Auntie Flo. Masculine women and feminine men. Which is the rooster? Which is the hen? It's hard to tell them apart today and say, why, Auntie is smoking, rolling her own. Uncle is always buying cologne. It's hard to tell them apart today. Hey, hey, you go in to give your girl a kiss in the hall, but instead you find you're kissing her brother Paul. Ma's got a sweater up to her chin, Pa's got a girdle holding him in. Those masculine women and feminine men. And pool. Hubby is dressing the kiddies for school. It's hard to tell them apart today. Hey, hey. Since the Prince of Wales in ladies' dresses was seen, what does he intend to be? The king or the queen? Why, grandmother buys those tailor-made clothes. Grandfather tries to smell like a rose. Those masculine women and feminine men.
That was Frank Harris. Well, actually, no, it wasn't. As I've recently found out, that was not the artist's real name, but just one of the many names used by a prolific singer from the 1920s and 30s named Irving Kaufman. And I want to mention that if you're interested in the history of that song, I've set up a special page on my website devoted to it. Okay, that was by far the oldest song you'll hear on tonight's show, as I'm jumping to the 70s for the next one. It's by Bill Amesbury. Now, unless you grew up in Canada, you may not have heard of this artist, as he's had almost all of his success there. In 1974, he had a top 20 hit in that country with the song Virginia, Touch Me Like You Do. In 1976, he moved to a larger label, Capitol, and released an album called Can You Feel It? The title track, with its disco flavor, also made the Canadian charts. But I prefer this track from the album. It's called A Thrill's a Thrill.
Now take a hard look around you, baby. Ain't nobody got it made so you can live in your head. Oh, you can live in your heart. But if you don't live it all, then why the hell do you stop? See, a thrill is a thrill. A thrill is a thrill. A thrill is a thrill. Even in paradise. Even in paradise. Now the young boys are all hanging out in bars. Old men don't have the keys all night in cars. Those young girls that love the smell of flowers. Yeah. Old women love to play with them for hours. The gays are straight. Straight's a queer, the bars just fall, everybody dear, they know. They get to the fact that they all know. Even in paradise.
Bill Amesbury's A Thrill's a Thrill, which has also been recorded by Long John Baldry and Mitch Ryder. Now, while that song has gay references, the reason I'm playing Bill Amesbury on this show is that he later had a sex change and became Barbara Amesbury. The next song is so bad it's kind of fascinating. It's from a very rare album from 1968 called Come to Me at Tea Time. The artist is a female impersonator named Minette, which was her real last name. Her album is different from most of the drag artist albums of those years, as it was not comedy, and the songs, all written by her, were very topical. This was 1968, and all over the news was the hippie movement, psychedelic drugs, and the Vietnam War, and she dealt with all those subjects. So I picked the song with the most out lyrics, and it's probably the only queer song you'll ever hear about Lyndon Johnson. It's called LBJ, Don't Take My Man Away.
Don't take satisfaction to go to war. LBJ, don't take my man away. LBJ,
Yes, LBJ, it's dying overseas, and LBJ, and what world was being, what you're doing now? CIA, and hateful Pentagon, like Hitler's word, they seem to carry on, and every day, a few more victims gone to gratify your bomb.
Minette's career spanned over 50 years, and in the 70s she was very involved with Charles Ludlam's Ridiculous Theater Company, and was known to be a mentor to younger drag artists in that community. She died last year in New York at age 73. I mentioned that many of the drag artist albums of the early years were comedy albums, and you may be familiar with names like Charles Pierce and Ray Bourbon. But I'm going to share with you some of the more obscure artists. I'm going to give you a sample in the form of brief excerpts from several of their albums. I'll start off with one by Ty Bennett, who was one of the most popular female impersonators of the 60s. His only album was called Queen for a Day, and I'll go from there right to a clip from an obscure album from New Zealand by a drag artist called Diamond Lil. First, Ty Bennett.
So, I think, perhaps being that you are such a nice folky type audience, I shall sing some folk tunes for you. I've chosen several things. I'm sure you do remember that grand folky old tune, Mr. Handman, bring me some cream. Mr. Sandman, you evil queen, you put the sand in the vase. No, Charlie, what the hell are you playing? You must excuse him, darlings. Whenever he plays that in that tempo, we do what we call the gay version. Charlie, you must be very careful. We have a terribly select audience here tonight. I don't know who the hell selected them, but they're very select. Let's try something a little bit more in keeping with their taste, shall we? This old house ain't made a quarter. This old house ain't made a dime. The show gets any queerer, hell, we'll all be doing time. While I was out on the West Coast, of course, they were filming one of the best sellers, Gone with the Wind. And, of course, every actress in Hollywood felt she was just right for the role of the heroine, Scarlett O'Hara. Of course, notwithstanding was Miss Betty Davis. Betty felt she was made for the role. Unfortunately, she wasn't made soon enough because they gave her to Vivien Leigh. Anyway, I think it would be kind of a camp if I did an impression of Betty for you, had she played the role in Gone with the Wind. And I think I'll do the famous birthing scene for you. Get me Scarlett O'Davis, girl midwife. Melanie's about to have a baby. Look at her. Judging from the size of her, she might be giving birth to a nation. I wonder where my little slave girl Prissy can be. Prissy! Come up here! What took you so long? Now listen, Prissy. Melanie's about to have a baby, and I want you to help me with the birth. What's that?
But Miss Scarlett, I don't know nothing about birthing babies. I'm a lesbian.
Really? Well, better to be a dyke than a seawall, I always say. Now listen, Prissy. I want you to run next door and get me the following articles for the birth of the child. I'll need some string, a plumber's helper, and 2 cans of Drano. And don't forget the buckets of gin for the dry martinis. And hurry! Wouldn't anybody like to kiss a sweet old-fashioned girl? Skip-de-dippy-doo. I wonder what's keeping Prissy. She's been gone so long. Heavens, here she comes now, and she's so excited. What is it, Prissy? What is it?
Miss Scarlett! Miss Scarlett! The Yankees is coming, and it's gonna burn Atlanta!
really, Prissy, really, I've always wanted to see that damn city in flames.
But Miss Scarlet, it's going to ravage and pillage and pilfer.
Really, Prissy, really. Well, pack. We've got to get up the old dirt road to Tara.
But Miss Scarlet is going to rape all the women.
Really, Prissy? Well, unpack. We're staying.
Hello, dears. How are you? My name is Lou. What's yours? Yes, my darlings. Diamond Lily, Star of Sage, Green Radio, Television and Unemployment Office. No. I had to go to the doctor's today. I said to him, Doctor, I haven't been feeling myself lately. He said, that shows one thing, your bloody taste improving. What a rudy, isn't he? What a rudy. Oh, God, yes. Now, this sailor walked in. I thought, God, I knew his gob from somewhere. And I said to him, excuse me. I said, ain't we been introduced previous, I said. And he said, oh, yes, a couple of years ago, dear. I'm Australian. I'm in the Navy. When the fleet was, I said, of course, I recognise your chops. Yes, of course. And he said, would you like to come back to the boat for coffee, liqueurs and games? Well, I said, if you're an Australian, dear, the first thing you'll need is a re-entry permit. And, well, we had a few drinks here, you see, and we went back to my place, as a matter of fact. My dears, I'm telling of you now. He said something to me I shall never forget if I live to be 23. He said, Lil, you're going to get paid what you're worth. I said, oh, ever so tar. He gave me 50 cents, dears. I've never been so embarrassed in all my life. I had no change. My purse was changeless. Many years ago, my flowers during the war, I was a lady army officer, a whack. And I was in the front line trenches with my girlfriend, two whacks together, you see. And we came across this dead animal. I said, it's a donkey. She said, don't be absurd, it's a mule. I said, it's a donkey. She said, it's a mule. This terrible argument. We had this argument, we're a donkey or a mule. Terrible argument. And the lieutenant came along and said, it's an ass. Bury it. Ooh, ever so, yes. I started doing this bloody great hole, you see. The civilian came along and said, hello, girl, what are you digging, a foxhole? I said, no.
That was Diamond Lil, certainly the only female impersonator I know of from New Zealand, with a clip from her album from 1976. I've got a side comment about the Betty Davis sketch from the Ty Bennett album. I'm currently reading a new biography about Charles Pierce, and it contains the script for that same Betty Davis routine, almost word for word. Only Pierce and a collaborator wrote it in the mid-50s. Ty Bennett stole the whole routine for his early 60s album, but then stealing material was, and probably still is, common among drag artists. I'm sure you're finding that some of the humor on these albums is a little dated, which will probably be the case for this next one. It was recorded right here in Houston around 1968. The artist's unlikely name is Effie Dropbottom. The album was called Effie Dropbottom Tells It Like It Is, and it was released on a small Houston label called Ovide. I have a theory that one reason this album got released at all is that it was the same year that the owner of the label hit it big with another act, Archie Bell and the Drells, whose album was quickly picked up by the Atlantic label, and the song Tighten Up became a number one hit.
Hi, everybody. I'm Archie Bell of the Drells of Houston, Texas. We don't only sing, but we dance just as good as we want. In Houston, we just started a new dance called the Tighten Up. This is the music we tighten up with.
You get the idea. So I think that probably gave the producer the money to release something a little more esoteric, like the Effie Dropbottom album.
Ooh. Yeah, we're going to have a ball tonight. Babe, we're going to have a... This is the only place that I know where you can come and... Let your hair down. If you don't want to let it down, take it off. But seriously, they asked me, they say, Miss Effie, say, honey, what you say, baby? What did you say, honey? You see, I don't recognize his voice, but his lips sure look familiar. Hold it, honey, hold it. Because if I do anything you like, I want you to stomp
yell, beat on the table, but don't give me the claps, cause the drum I already have. Now, baby, one thing I can say. If you can't sell it, set on it, cause I ain't gonna give a damn thing away. I say, we different kinds of girls, but we all girls, ain't that right, sister, honey? I said, hold it, honey, cause it ain't but two kinds. That's a big old good one and a good old big one. Take, for instance, when I was going to school, teacher asked a little boy named Tom. She said, Tom, she said, I want you and the rest of the people in the class to tell me what you'd like to do when you get grown. She asked Tom. Tom said, I'd like to be a policeman. Tex said, I'd like to be a fireman. Billy said, I'd like to be an engineer. Mary, sitting in the back of the room, she said, I'd like to be a mother. Then she asked Rex. Rex said, I'd like to help Mary.
This next artist stands alone. She was born Reuben Elkins and started working as a female impersonator under the name Lee Leonard in the 1940s. She got a sex change very late in life, in her 60s, and was one of the oldest persons to do so. After that, she billed herself as the Naughty Liz Lyons, and I've got her only album from 1975. Her act was very raunchy, and she got banned from quite a few clubs, and I had to put a lot of effort into editing some clips that I could play on the air. Also, I've heard from more than one source that she had no modesty at all on stage when it came to proving that she had become 100% female. Here's Liz Lyons.
We'd like to welcome you to our show. We ask you to sit back and enjoy us. Are you girls embarrassed over there? You might as well let your hair down and enjoy yourself. When you walked in here, your reputation was shot to hell anyway. What do you think I was going to do up here, the Gettysburg Address? Wait till the last show. I come out bare-ass on a white horse with my hair on fire. But you have to laugh loud, because I don't have to do this for a living. I can always go back to being a whore. You know what you get if you cross an Eskimo with a queer? A snowblower. This guy was going to get married, and he was taking a shower. And he figured, long as he's in the shower, he might as well shave. So he took a straight razor, and he was shaving and showering and singing. All of a sudden, he dropped the razor and made a great big cut in his goodie. He said, oh, I'm getting married. What am I going to do? He ran to the doctor. The doctor says, don't worry, I'll fix it up. He stitched it up, put it in splints, and wrapped it up beautiful. That night, the guy got married. The bride walked out of the boudoir, nothing on but a negligee. She threw it over. She said, look at this, darling, all virgin. He said, ain't nothing. Look at this. It's still in the crate. But you are such a groovy audience that I would like to tell you, you know, every comic, comedian, or comedian has a favorite story. And I'd like to tell you mine. It's about the woman who was married, and she had a little boy. She was cheating on her husband, and her husband worked in the evening. Every time this guy came over, she made the little kid go to bed. Well, he couldn't understand why he had to go to bed so early, and she went to bed. So he decided to hide in the closet and find out. He was hiding in the closet. She was carrying on with the guy. All of a sudden, her husband came home. She told the guy, quick, run, hide in the closet. He's standing in the closet. All of a sudden, he hears the voice say, ooh, dark in here, ain't it? He said, who the hell are you? He said, I'm the little boy. Do you want to buy my teddy bear? He said, no, I don't want to buy your teddy bear. He said, okay, then I'm going to scream. How much? $20. I won't give you $20 for the old teddy bear. Okay, then I'm going to scream. Here's the $20. She got her husband to go in the kitchen, have coffee, and the guy got out the window and got away. Sunday morning, they go to church. The little kid gets in the confession booth. He closes the door. He says, ooh, dark in here, ain't it? Voice on the other side says, don't start that again.
The incomparable Liz Lyons. Due to her leanings towards raunchy material, I'm choosing to not even tell you her album's title for that same reason. But you can see it on my website at www.queermusicheritage.com. In fact, I encourage you to visit the site to see all of these drag queen artist album covers, because they visually complete the picture of their acts. Also at my website, you can view the playlist and see photos of all the artists and recordings and listen to the show anytime. And this is a good time to remind you to be sure to listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Friday night, Saturday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude. Next is Georgie Jessup. She's a transgendered artist from Maryland who's become a passionate singer, songwriter, and champion of the plight of Native American Indians and the preservation of their culture. She's been a student of various aspects of Indian culture, especially with the tribes around Wounded Knee, South Dakota, where she learned the tradition of the Winté, that's spelled W-I-N-K-T-E, but pronounced Winté. A Winté embodies the traits of both man and woman, and this is a historic tradition that's been recognized by many cultures. Georgie Jessup based the name of one of her albums on this, called Winté and Crazy Sacred Dogs. From that album, I'm playing probably my favorite song of hers, called Post-Op Freeway.
If you've been listening with your eyes, then you would not be surprised to see me standing here. Am I the subject of your hate? Are you too perfect to relate? Do you think I'm so insincere? You know I meant to run that light. I never claimed I'd be polite. Don't want your sympathy for your bloody sacrifice. I would not die. So you can laugh. It's in the music that I'd make. You would not call it a mistake. You'd see the songs I paint. Listen to the gender dance. Are you afraid to take your chance? Or does blood make you faint? You know I meant to run that light. I never. I would not die, I will not crash.
I would not die, I will not crash.
I would not crash so you can laugh. I always single when I change. I never ride in the left lane. Unless I'm passing. That night I wore the velvet dress. You said you never would have guessed. You said that laughing. I would not die, I will not crash.
I would not die, I will not crash.
I would not crash so you can laugh.
Somebody else. You can hide behind your makeup. get out of Drag City. Well, you're hoping I'd be your little girl, wishing I'd be your toy. Well, I'm saying that I got a choice here, and I don't want to be your boy. Well, it took me 30 years or more to learn to walk that talk. And it's not that I'm ungrateful, but baby, it's not my fault. You're stuck in Drag City. Get out of Drag City. You're stuck in Drag City. Get out of Drag City. But it won't change the way she sings. We always walk with two spirits. We dance with our heads held high. You take the gift with the burden. Your daughter's mother makes you wild. You're stuck in Drag City. Get out of Drag City. You're stuck in Drag City. Get out of Drag City. You're stuck in Drag City. Get out of Drag City. You're stuck in Drag City. Get out of Drag City. Get out of Drag City.
After Post-Op Freeway by Georgie Jessop, I played another song by her called Drag City. It's not yet been released, and it's from a demo tape she was nice enough to send me. Now on to a New York City artist who's got a brand new CD single. She's Lisa Jackson, and her four-song CD shows a lot of promise. From it, here is one called Fabulously Done.
There were people who shame you.
Lisa Jackson singing Fabulously Done. I had the pleasure to meet my feature artist for tonight's show last June in New York City, and she is a delight. She's a talented and versatile performer, and then when you meet her, you like her immediately. Her real name is Roger Mapes, but now she goes by Yolanda, and I got this interview with her at a party, so from time to time you hear a little background noise. I had just seen her, Scott Free, and Alex Dobkin give a wonderful concert at Sun Music Company. Who is Yolanda?
Yolanda!
Well, Yolanda is, I mean, it's really a, Yolanda really is my larger-than-life Roger Anthony Mapes. I mean, there's not a lot of, not an awful lot of difference between Roger and Yolanda, except that Yolanda is larger-than-life and has a lot of freedom to do the things that Roger doesn't necessarily have the freedom to do.
How would you describe your music to someone who's never heard it?
I would describe it as soul pop with a definite influence of gospel. It also depends on how I'm presenting it. If I'm presenting it in a acoustic manner, it tends to have a lot more country and gospel edge to it. When I'm with my band, it has more of a funky soul sound, pop sound.
For the benefit of those just hearing this interview, would you describe your costume, your presentation?
Well, I usually think of my presentation as somewhere as a mixture between Dolly Parton, my mother, and Mae West on acid. Those were big influences.
Do you write your own material?
I do indeed. Everything that I write. I've only now begun to do covers, but even when I do covers, I usually rearrange them, update them, add my own. Like just tonight I was doing a cover of Lola, the Kinks song, but changed it to Yolanda, Y-O-L-A-N-D-A, Yolanda. So I've always been a songwriter. I mean, that's where I totally come from. What I'm trying to do is really communicate from my heart what it's like for me to be a drag queen in this world.
So you have a different message than the normal acoustic guitar singer.
I think so. I mean, I really think it's a voice that's not really heard. I mean, even, you know, in other famous drag queens or whatever, I mean, I'm not necessarily about just mindless bubblegum poppy things. I'm really about expressing to you, the audience, what it is like from my perspective to be a third gender person in this world. And what I find is that there are a lot of differences, but there are a lot of similarities, and people from all walks of life come to my shows and buy my CD and, you know, relate to what I have to say.
Who are your influences?
Oh boy, Aretha is my number one influence. Aretha and Annie Lennox and Cyndi Lauper are big, big, major influences for me. I love Cyndi Lauper. Love, love, love her. Finally had an opportunity to see her live. She opened for Cher, which was really funny. And she just blew the whole audience away. You know, it was an incredible, incredible show.
What gay or lesbian artists do you admire?
Oh, God, there are so many. I have to say, and I'm not just saying this just because we were all playing together tonight, but that Alex Dobkin and Scott Free are two really, really important people to me. They just say things that are so true and so from the heart, you know, and that's really, really powerful to me. Another current favorite of mine is another tranny, trans person by the name of Lisa Jackson, who's a really, really terrific singer and, you know, beautiful, beautiful presentation. I love her an awful lot.
Of what song that you've recorded are you the most proud?
I have to say Angels is really my most favorite song. Angels and Righteous Surrender are my two most favorite songs, the songs that I'm really most proud of. I guess because they mean so much to me personally. I never tire of singing either one of them. And they're the two songs that people most identify with me and write to me most often and say that they've played or sung at weddings and funerals and important occasions and in their lives and stuff like that. In fact, I just recently this month went to a funeral. I was invited to come to a funeral of a fan of mine's father died and asked me to come and sing Righteous Surrender at the funeral, and I had to go. It was just an amazing thing to me. It was really powerful.
Am I correct in that song's about someone who's died?
Yes, I wrote it. I'm HIV positive, and you know, I lived in New York during the beginning of the AIDS crisis, and watching people drop, you know, right and left in my life was really scary to me. And, you know, it was just, it's such a devastating thing that we have all gone through. So it was just, it's my AIDS anthem.
It's a very powerful song.
Thank you.
It's just,
thank you.
So good.
Thank you so much.
Let's hear Right to Surrender.
Surrender, to surrender. And I love you, and I need you, and I miss you just the same. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That was Right to Surrender from her album from a couple years ago called Yolanda and the Plastic Family. Who's the person behind the music?
Roger Anthony Mapes Yolanda. I have a very strange, vulnerable approach to living in the world, and I get tossed about, and I have a real hard time sort of living in the world on a day-to-day basis, and all of that creates my art. And Roger is just as sensitive as Yolanda is, but somehow Yolanda has the strength to express it, you know, a little more outwardly, a little more forcefully.
What's your favorite interview question?
My shoe size. No, I'm just teasing. My favorite interview question really is, you know, why do I do what I do? And I mean, I'm 45 and I'm not a spring chicken. I've been, you know, an entertainer since, you know, I was really young. I started entertaining in my early 20s. I was an Elvis impersonator at Liberty Land in Memphis, Tennessee. But, you know, a lot of times people lose their dreams, and by the time they become their mid to late 40s, you know, they've totally given up on their dreams. And I just can't give up. You know, I just feel that I have something to say, and I want to say it. It's taken me a long, long time to feel that what I do is important. You know, I've gotten a lot of feedback in my life that if you're not famous or whatever, if you're an entertainer, your goal is to be famous. And if you're not famous by your mid to late 20s, then you're a has-been. And you don't have any value, you know. And my work has never been about the glitz and glamour, even though I am a drag queen. My work is about, you know, from a sincere place. It's something, I have a message, I have something I want to say, and that's been really difficult for me to believe in that.
Is there any question I should have asked?
Well, people usually ask me about my love life, which is strange and difficult, but you didn't ask. So you just did. You know, and I actually talk about it a lot of times because I feel that, you know, I describe myself as a third gender person, and I feel that it's important to talk about coming from this perspective because, you know, many times men don't know what to do with me. I mean, I love men, and so many times just don't understand where I'm coming from. Even gay men I'm speaking of, like, you know, can't embrace who I am as a feminine man. So it's a really strange thing. My dating life has been very, very difficult and really hard. And I'm just sitting here going, well, eventually, you know, I'll find the guy that can appreciate who I am. He's out there.
Could I get you to do a show ID for me?
A show ID? Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. This is Yolanda, and you're listening to Queer Music Heritage.
Well, I've really enjoyed doing this show, and I've got one more song to play by Yolanda. But before I play it, I want to thank you all for tuning in, and I want to thank Yolanda for the very special interview. If you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please write to me at qmheritage@aol.com. And again, my website, with more information about all the songs you heard, is logically enough at www.queermusicheritage.com. And if you've enjoyed this show, and if you have a high-speed internet connection, you might want to check out my transgender music special that aired in August of 2000. You can stream it from my website right into your computer, like most of my past shows. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with another installment of Queer Music Heritage. Closing the show from a brand new CD single I just got from Yolanda is a song I think is simply stunning. It's called Freedom.
You know my soul is crying. You know my soul is crying.
Freedom, yeah. But they took away.